So this is it. This is the first one.
This is podcast one.
Interesting. We're going to see how this goes. Well, I'm still looking at kind of the apps that, the five best podcast apps for Android and iPhone.
Yeah, like I said before, I don't think the hardware is so important. It's just about finding a decent app. We're testing out Anchor now.
Yeah.
And,
Podcast Addict, I started using that. It was shit, though. Like, it was a really bad user interface.
I remember
Did you use it?
Because I think iPhones have podcasts inbuilt, and they seem to work really well. I tried Podcast Addict, and it was so clunky, and it was hard to find podcasts.
I agree. It was really hard to find them.
Yeah.
Like, you'd have to search. It wasn't like a category kind of thing.
Yeah, because I remember I was talking to a friend of mine,
yeah,
and he was recommending a bunch of them, and I made a list to check them up later. Yeah.
That's convenient. Are you serious?
What do you mean?
Yeah. You actually did that?
Yeah.
So that was ages ago, you actually had a list, and
I had a list of podcasts that you recommended.
Fuck.
And I went awesome. Into Podcast Addict and tried finding them, and you'd either be able to find them but not add them, or they wouldn't exist, and I'd find out that you can only get them on Apple or something like that. So
bloody hell, that's relevant for us now. Because we can use them, like, see which ones are good, and we can upload our podcast to.
What do you mean?
Right? Like, that's good for us now and convenient because we're getting to podcasts. So we can look at them and be like, yeah, maybe we'll add them onto this podcast platform.
Look at what podcasts that I've been recommended.
Yeah.
But they're just like major ones that have been out there. Like,
no, just like classic ones.
Like Freakonomics and...
Oh, yeah, I had that one.
Actually. Yeah, and a few others.
Oh, you're talking about like...
Yeah, which existing ones to follow. Ones. Yeah, not apps.
Oh, yeah, all right. Well, I thought you were talking about apps, bro.
No.
Oh, just who to listen to and shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's cool. Do you listen to anyone now? Who do you mainly listen to?
Pretty much just on YouTube, Joe Rogan. And, he's a main guy at the moment. It's pretty much just...
Joe Rogan. They're so long.
They're so long.
But to get through a whole one?
Nah, watching in like 10-minute snippets or something. If I get carried away, a little bit longer. But he's, I heard someone referred to him as sort of like a stoner podcast because you're just
sure.
And
well, he loves he's big into his drugs.
Yeah,
he's a big advocate. Yeah. That's for sure.
What do you think of that? Like, he's got kids and
Does
he's
he?
He's constantly advocating, well, not advocating, but he's all for weed. That's I guess a different story. But isn't he always talking about different drugs he's tried?
I mean, he's just being true to himself, right?
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, if his kids, I'm sure he'll educate his kids about it for sure. Just be like, you know, when you're ready to a certain age, do it right, you know?
Yeah, I guess so. It sounds odd though, hearing like a father talking about it, but yeah. Like,
except for him, not mainstream.
No.
But those big advocates for it.
Yeah, because the more people listen to him or to anyone, the more these ideas get out there and become more mainstream.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I really feel like some scones and jam, dude. I can't wait for this afternoon.
Fuck.
And aren't they feel like scones and jam?
Why couldn't your dad come over and make them here?
You can still come around. You're more than welcome. They love you.
I gotta shoot.
You got a podcast to upload.
Yeah. Gotta work on self-progression, career moves.
Love it. Love it. Personal development.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the word I'm looking for.
Was it?
Yeah.
Are you getting into personal development?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, definitely. Getting out there more. I sort of used to...
Awesome.
Sort of put my nose up to networking events and think it's a bit bullshit. And
yeah, it can
I think the really official ones where it's like called a networking night, I think they're still not for me. I think they're a bit too, classically... Brown nosing.
Brown nosing. I don't even know what the fuck that means.
No?
No. Like, what's brown nosing?
Licking someone's ass.
Oh, fuck. Licking someone's ass and you get a brown nose. Like shit from their ass.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Brown nosing.
But ones where it's more just getting out there in industry and just chatting to people and seeing what's out there, that I'm getting more towards.
It's a bit more genuine that way, hey?
Yeah. And right. I've started doing that and really making inroads with that.
So. Where are you meeting them? So get them.
There was one with my uni a couple of weeks ago to do with startups.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. There was a bunch of like 8 different startups there and they were pitching to get funding from the uni and it was pretty cool just to go and see ideas. And the rest of that was it was like, I guess, yeah, networking part of the night, which wasn't, it wasn't broadcast as a networking night, but it just evolved into that based on.
Oh, really? That's authentic.
Pretty that much. Authentic. Isn't, I think they wanted it to happen.
You but, just went that way.
Yeah, but by starting it off with these pictures, it sort of it made it as a conversation starter for the rest of it. So it wasn't just going into a room for the purpose of networking, just having no, just going out to someone. Yeah. We yeah. actually, everyone in there had something to talk about being one of these.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's pretty good that they put that on. You can take advantage of that stuff. Still, yeah, like, the old, you know, DMing is actually a really good way to meet people, you know? DMing on Instagram.
Never done it.
No? And it's like cold emails, but cold DMing.
Hmm.
I love your content, love your stuff, love what you do.
Have you done
it? To go for coffee. No, but not yet. I'm going to.
Yeah.
I'm going to hit up, like, Tim Garner.
Who's that?
He's quite a renowned developer in Melbourne.
Okay.
Tim Garner does some really big stuff.
Yeah.
He's like, you know, like what Arnold Schwarzenegger was to bodybuilder.
No shit. An
upcoming bodybuilder for me.
Where's his profile? Is he online? Is he good?
Yeah, he's actually got a pretty big social media kind of coverage and stuff. Hmm. Instagram, his company's on all over the social, and yeah, he's awesome. His office is in Melbourne, produces really good projects. I mean, he's really fucking successful.
Nice.
I think it's worth like 450 million. He's like 36.
Shoot him a DM.
Yeah, I'm gonna DM him. The aspiring developer's gonna interview him.
Yeah. Couldn't you just shoot him an email?
Yeah.
If he doesn't have to, yeah.
Yeah, I could. I could do that. Yeah. I'm gonna do that as well.
But who'd be good? Who'd be like a good social media person that would, you could just send them a message and they would probably respond and you might get something out of it?
I can like all of them. Like,
they probably are mostly self-obsessed and would love to just read through every single message.
I agree. And these days, people would love to, like, be interviewed. Oh, this guy's got a good, big, busy, popular podcast. He wants to interview me. All right, sweet. Sounds good.
Yeah, definitely. Like, help my self-image, my personal brand.
Just feeds them.
Yeah.
Feeds their ego. No, not ego. It feeds their brand.
A little bit.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. Like, put yourself in their shoes. If you're 35, you've really been really successful. Someone's like, I'd love to interview you. I'm young. I think you're great. I'd love to interview you and talk about it and learn from you in a conversation over coffee.
Yeah, sure. But what, amazing. What about one that's just famous for the sake of being famous? I don't know, like a...
Like what?
I don't know. Who's like someone who's got a bit of a following that's just not much good. You know, like their content. They somehow just got a following just for...
Like Hamish and Andy?
Oh, nah.
They suck.
No way, they're just the best.
For the listeners out there, I'm not a big fan.
I couldn't disagree more.
I just don't find them that funny.
Wow, I laugh out loud to myself. I find that, yeah. I sit there and watch South Park.
That's funny.
And I barely even crack a smile. Wow. I think it's funny, and I can laugh enough with someone.
Those are some dry apricots. How long have those been out there for?
Probably a while, but they're dried apricots.
My goodness.
But Hamish and Andy, I can just crack up laughing. They're so good.
Mm. Okay, so they're not a good example then?
Yeah, it's a poor example.
I don't know.
Like an up-and-coming Kim Kardashian.
Nah, I don't think we have that here. It's so small.
Yeah, we don't.
Mum's so small, man.
Small market share.
Tiny.
You want to make an analogy about debt financing?
No, it didn't work. I just wasn't good at elaborating on that example. But we were saying that how tiny this market is compared to America.
Mm.
And how you can do a lot more and get a bigger, perhaps in terms of scale and size, a big portion of the market because it's so small here.
Yeah.
Whereas America... It's just so big. People want to do everything. Like, so many people want to be entrepreneurs and so many people want to do podcasts. Like, okay, there's 300 million people in the US, right? There's probably, like, no joke, there's probably, like, 10, 15 million people who want to do a podcast. And our country is
25 million. That sounds like a lot. What's that? That's 5%?
Yeah. No, that's, yeah, it is 5%.
Yeah.
And for us... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's probably like 100,000 people that want to do it of 25 million.
Maybe at most.
But so that whole scale.
Yeah, it's about...
That's a good analogy. That's it.
What analogy?
That one, I just said. That is the actual analogy that I'm trying to get at.
Yeah.
I got to work on my dictation.
Yeah. I think, it's also about, if you want to go for that big pie in a small emerging Australian market, or the smaller piece in the American market.
Right.
But I think all the names coming out of Australia that they seem to you manage to get success. It depends what you're going for. If you want social media success, then there's no way you'll only get Australian.
Yeah, you got to go out.
It's going to be international.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah.
Gary Vaynerchuk came and did a keynote speech in Brisbane. I was really emphasizing the undervalued price in Australia.
Of what?
Particularly Australia. That the underpriced Instagram and Facebook. Like, because we're such a small market, it's just completely. It costs more to do ads on Instagram, on Facebook, in the American market than it does here. And
so you say Australians don't use it enough?
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Yeah, not for marketing things. And he's saying that how it's completely underpriced here, and it's like, we should capitalize and get on it really early, because it's very early here still.
No shit.
Yeah, super interesting, his keynote.
Start a social media marketing company.
Yeah, oh, well, everyone... we're going to become a media company. Everyone becomes a media company.
Yeah.
Everyone, these days, everyone's a media company.
Vaynermedia.
And he actually made that point, like, these days, every company needs to realize that they are a media company. They're in the social media business.
100%.
So true.
Yeah. My, like I was saying to you earlier, my Instagram hadn't had a single update for like 3 or 4 years. But yeah, you're right. It's important to build that self-image. So
yeah. I mean, if your goal is to be successful and you have business ambition, I think then it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Depends what you're doing for. All right, wrap it up here.
Yeah.
This is a good one.
Guys, that was fun.
I had fun.
Yeah, awesome. We'll see you again sometime.
See you guys.